Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast. Interviews with candidates running for mayor, city council, and school board trustee in Hamilton, Ontario. Episode 154. Robin McKee, you are running for city councilor in Ward 2. Welcome to the 155 Election Podcast.
Thank you.
Firstly, tell us a little bit about yourself.
My name is Robin McKee, and I want to run in Ward 2 because the last 4 years of what I was watching with the council and what is going to continue in the new council, that we could fix it. I've been in Hamilton since 1970. I came here to go to MAC for a BA in history, which I accomplished. I also went to Mohawk College for television production there, and I got a job at CHCH-TV in 1978. And I was there for 31 years as an audio man on air. I've been in Hamilton for all this time, all my life. It's my home. I also did the cemetery tours with my history background. I've done that for 20 years. I've also been on committees in the city, knowing the process, knowing who's who, and knowing the issues for another 25 years as volunteering.
Do you live in Ward 2, yes or no?
Yes.
Does it matter if one lives in the community one seeks to represent?
I do believe that's important. The idea of being outside of your ward, you don't know your neighbors, you don't know your feet on the ground.
How have you contributed to your community and our city?
For the last 20 years, I've been hosting the historical walking tours of the Hamilton Cemetery. That's to inform people and visitors from out of town the history of Hamilton. And I think it's a volunteer service, and I think it's important that people know the background and who got us to where we are. And I also, for 25 years, have been part of the committee system in Hamilton, multiple committees that I've been on. So I know the system within, I know the people that are there, and the issues that are there. The contribution that I did for the heritage and history of Ward 2 is that I bought and restored two designated properties now through the Heritage Act and City Council, and I'm living in one that I restored.
What are two of your priorities for Ward 2 and two of your priorities for Hamilton as a whole?
Ward 2 has a lot of challenges with homelessness, and tiny houses are for both of Ward 2. It's to keep people off the street and keep them warm. The other issue for Hamilton, again, affordable housing, fix the roads. We need the roads fixed. Yeah, fix the roads and increase the transit.
What are three skills you will bring to elected office that makes you the best choice to represent Ward 2 on Hamilton City Council?
I'm experienced with all the city committees, so I know the processes, and I know the people, and I know the staff that include all the reports. My history of Hamilton and the knowledge that I have of Hamilton history, and also the more recent history and the issues that are going on, I call that history in the making. Also, my ability to cooperate with people.
The following preamble leads to questions regarding honesty and transparency. Let's presume you are elected. During your first few weeks, you will be briefed regarding what City Hall refers to as confidential matters. We do not know what confidential matters are presently being withheld from the citizens of Hamilton. All four councillors first elected in 2018 initially voted to support the Coots Paradise cover-up before three of the new councillors began voting against the continuing cover-up. The Municipal Act prohibits members of council from releasing information the majority of council declares confidential. With this in mind, what principles and advice will help you determine what information should be confidential and what information should be made public?
My principles of honesty and integrity are well known within the public, and I will not lie. I will not hide things. If you ask me a question, I will answer it. And I think that's the biggest problem here was transparency in this last council. We need to have something that is more transparent and with integrity.
The Red Hill Inquiry will issue its report early in the next term of council. The revelations regarding how City Hall ignored problems on the expressway and the toxic culture at City Hall which silenced good people are shocking. How do you plan to review and consider the final inquiry report when the commission releases its findings and recommendations?
I will read the report. I will hear the debate. I will ask staff their opinion. I will ask the other councillors their opinion and act in a cooperative way. I will act with the council, the law, and the families involved in the situation.
The construction of the B-Line LRT will begin during this term of council. It will be the largest construction project in Hamilton's recent history. How do you plan to respond to construction challenges and opportunities?
Make the buses, the cars, and the people find a safe and proper way route around and over the mess that's going to be created by the construction of the LRT. I believe that it's ironic that the construction that's going to happen for years has to do with improving transportation, and the idea of trying to get around the mess and continuing your life in Hamilton is going to be a major challenge.
Before we turn to land use planning, let's have a lighter question. What is something interesting or unique within Ward 2 that you believe the rest of Hamilton should know about?
I think all of Hamiltonians should know about the waterfront that we have. We have a wonderful trolley system that goes all the way over the Coots Paradise. It's fun for all family members. It could be for the young. It could be for the old. Take a ride as on the trolley, and that's a fun outing.
City Council decides land use planning and zoning. It decides where housing and businesses are located and the type of housing and businesses which are permitted in locations. Ward 2 zoning includes the Downtown Secondary Plan, the West Harbor Secondary Plan, better known as Setting Sail, LRT Corridor Zoning, and some pockets of Old City of Hamilton residential zoning. There are two high-level and one site-specific question regarding this topic. Ontario's provincial policy statement, Ontario's de facto planning law, designates a minimum 500-meter radius surrounding GO station and LRT stops as major transit areas. In effect, most of Ward 2 is within a MTSA. Development will occur. The question is where and if it is approved by council or the Ontario Land Tribunal. What is your land use planning vision and how will you achieve it?
Instead of the demolition of the existing homes and buildings, use the parking lots and the empty industrial sites. The best practice at planning is how this can happen. Best practices are always has to do with what's best for Hamilton.
How will you balance the need to approve new housing, including rental housing such as secondary dwelling units, while responding to concerns regarding development?
Well, we can't go out because of the boundary limit, so we must go up or in. To intensify the projected growth patterns of Hamilton in the future, that's what we have to do. We either have to include homes that can be duplexed or triplexed, or we have to go beyond the plans and give height exemptions to developers. This is the best practices for planning.
Hamilton City Council signed an agreement with a group of developers to transact the City of Hamilton's downtown properties to them. The deal was secret, council having declared the 50-year deal confidential. Additionally, council signed a deal for the Barton Tiffany lands. There is a missing piece to the deals, the Sir John A. MacDonald Secondary School site. What is your vision for this school board-owned property, and how will you implement that vision?
I believe that Hamilton should retain the building, remediate it, renovate it, and use it as a temporary site for a tiny house village on the grounds. The building could be used as a hostel, a hotel, and a shelter. The negotiations with the education department is to find out the best use for a building that already exists and not to tear it down.
Road safety is a significant issue across Hamilton, including in Ward 2. What is your overall plan to address road safety? Please provide three detailed specifics of your plan.
Police photo radar and red light cameras, those were to slow down the traffic, cause a way of responsibility who's creating the speed. Crosswalks would stop the traffic so that the pedestrians could walk across. And it's just a push of a button, the lights come on, and the street should be safe. The city should complete the conversion of the two-way streets to the one-way streets, because the way they have done it in piecemeal is the idea that it's confusing to drivers, and that makes it unsafe for pedestrians.
Turning to governance and expertise, let's use the idea that it takes 10,000 hours to master a skill or trade and apply it to being a municipal councillor. One cannot be an expert in all matters which come before council for decision. How will you gain the necessary learning to be able to make informed decisions? What reading do you do? What professional development will you look for, and what types of people will you seek advice from?
Personally, I read the paper twice daily, once online and once with a hard copy. And that is where I get a lot of the information that is happening in Hamilton. I listen to the radio. I also watch the local newscast. So I'm well informed as to the issues that are in Hamilton. As a counselor, I will learn from the reports. I will ask staff for more details. And I will ask veteran counselors for advice.
What are two changes you will propose to improve city services?
I would improve the information flow to the public on the services that are offered, and a dental bus for low-income people. Where do you get that service? Nobody seems to know. Set up a rapid response team to fix the potholes. That is a service that needs to be done. It's like a fix the roads.
What are two changes you will propose to improve quality of life in Hamilton?
Make sure the healthcare is for all and available for all. If you are not healthy, you are in trouble. All our citizens need to have access to medical. Hamilton, the hospitals, have saved my life 3 times. Hire more nurses.
It's 2026. The public record is writing a review of the 4-year council term that is just ending. What 3 words do you hope we will use to describe your term on council, and what 3 words do you hope will describe council as a whole?
3 words for myself would be honorable, intelligent, and cooperative. For council, it would be integrity, transparency, and progressive.
Thank you. That's the end of the prepared questions you were sent in advance. Do you have any closing remarks that you wish to share?
It is going to be a challenging time for the new councilors in the council. The past council left us with a lot of mess to clean up. They also left us with over a 7% tax increase, and that's going to go forward for 3 years. So we will have a challenge on the budget. We have to deal with it. It will be a slow process, one issue at a time, but it will be done the right way, the correct way, the honest way. I have already won an election this year, the People's Choice Awards for Best Author and Best Tourist Attraction. I beat out the RBG and Safari. So vote for Robin McKee for Ward 2.
How do people contact you and find out more information about your platform?
The email that I have is robinmckeeforward2.com, and the other one is robinmckee3@gmail.com. You can phone me, 289-682-6452. Also, I do have a Facebook page that my friends are on, and I post every day.
This has been episode 154 of The Public Records, the 155 podcast. Thank you to the Hamilton Public Library for the use of their makerspaces to record these podcasts. Thank you to the readers and listeners of The Public Record for your support. You can visit thepublicrecord.ca to get more City Hall coverage, sign up for my City Hall newsletter, and become a member of the press club to keep me covering Hamilton City Hall. Thank you.